Financial Times newspaper.
Recently, I've been having trouble sleeping, and in order to while away my waking hours, I've been doing some research into sleep, or the lack of it. The internet is full of banal tips from insomnia experts, advising you not to drink coffee before you go to bed, which most of us insomniacs have probably worked out for ourselves. More promisingly, I found that Demos, the UK think tank, is writing a report called The Well-Slept Society that will urge government, companies and individuals to tackle the UK's sleep deficit. This is comforting. Not sleeping is a very lonely business, and it's nice to think that in the future there could be a Minister for Sleep to take the worry off our shoulders. The report says, the value of sleep should increase in a society which thrives on learning, creativity and knowledge. Yet our generation is doing more than any before it to eat into sleeping time. Yet this is not how it feels for me. As a shattered knowledge worker, I find I still appear to be able to do my job. There is a wild, hysterical focus that comes through lack of sleep that can actually be quite helpful in writing a column like this. Were I operating a lathe, it would be a different matter. Neither do I agree that it is lack of sleeping time that's the problem. The night has as many hours in it as ever. I just don't seem to be able to use them to sleep. Demos then makes some practical suggestions as to what companies should do about the problem. They should sweep away the taboo on public sleeping, it suggests. In a well-slept society, people could carry mobile beds into the office. This is a lovely idea, as I'm sure IKEA, which is sponsoring the research, would be the first to agree. But I'm worried about the knock-on implications for the transport sector. On the train in the mornings, you can hardly get the people into the carriages. If we were all lugging mobile beds, the situation would become impossible. More sensibly, Demos suggests that companies should have sleeping rooms or hammock bays for quick naps. In the absence of such a room at my workplace, yesterday at lunchtime I went in search of somewhere else for a power nap. I found a couple of sofas in the canteen, but it was noisy up there and a bit public. Much more promising was a nice leather sofa on the first floor. Alas, it was just outside the editor's office. If I were lying prostrate on it, visiting heads of government and big-name chief executives would have to stand. So instead, I got down under my desk. It was dusty down there, and there were lots of wires trailing, and I had to scrunch myself up into a little ball in order to fit. I closed my eyes and found the background office noises soothing. No one seemed to notice me there, but still I did not sleep, because I can't. Although in theory a sleeping room is an excellent idea, cheaper than a gym and probably better for your health, there's a catch. People like me who can't sleep are beyond the help of a hammock bay, and those who can sleep don't need one. They have no excuse but to go back to their desks and get some work done. This is Lucy Kellaway for the BBC's World Business Report.